This is Ray McDonald. I've got all the hits for you right after this news break on VOA 1.
I'm Joe Palca reporting. World leaders talk climate in France. More than 150 world leaders are gathered today in Paris for a UN summit with the goal of agreeing to binding measures to address climate change and keep global temperatures from rising. VOA asked Australian National University climate change expert Ken Baldwin about what it would cost to accomplish the goal of limiting average global warming to 2 degrees Celsius.
It will certainly cost money, but that will pale into insignificance compared to the cost of doing nothing about climate change. If we allow business as usual to continue, the reports such as the Stern Review all show that the economic cost of the damage due to a high degree of global warming is significantly greater than the cost involved in mitigating the effects of greater CO2 emissions.
An attempt in Copenhagen in 2009 to craft a global deal foundered at an ill-tempered summit with divisions between rich and poor countries. Summit and related international meetings run through December the 11th. The European Union has agreed to a multi-billion dollar deal with Turkey on migration to address the flow of migrants into Turkey and other EU countries. The largest group of Syrian migrants arriving in Europe this year have passed through Turkey on their way to Greece or Bulgaria. A group of girls chanting "God is great" as they greet the Pope in Central African Republic. Pope Francis said today that Christians and Muslims are brothers. He was speaking at the main mosque in Bangui, the capital of the CAR. CAR has been in political conflict and clashes between Christian and Muslim militants dating back several years. Pope Francis is celebrating Mass at a stadium to wrap up his African tour. This is VOA News. Voters in Burkina Faso Sunday voted for president and members of parliament in the first election since a popular uprising ended decades of rule by Blaise Compaoré, who failed in his attempt to extend his 27-year rule.
C'était un jour historique à plusieurs titres.
The Union for Progress candidate Zéphirin Diabré called it a historic day. 5 million voters were eligible to select from among a slate of 14 presidential candidates. Officials have begun counting the ballots, and the first results are expected late today. If no one earns more than 50% of the vote, a second round will be held. Two U.S. senators on Sunday said the United States should be a part of a multinational force in Iraq and Syria to defeat the Islamic State. John McCain and Lindsey Graham, both Republicans, told U.S. television from Baghdad that they're suggesting the force required may need to be as high as 100,000. Now, Middle East Institute scholar Zubair Iqbal tells VOA that there are obstacles to creation of a multinational force.
How do you mobilize such a large force in a region which has been largely bereft of a unified policy? Number one, where the countries really have very much their own very narrow interests, and they're not going to be able to collaborate together. And the question always will be, who leads this force?
Meanwhile, Brookings Institution foreign policy scholar Robert Kagan, writing in the Wall Street Journal, says that the Islamic State threatens the cohesion of Europe and the transatlantic community. It says a U.S. force numbering up to 50,000 will need to establish a safe zone in Syria while supporting local forces in uprooting Islamic State. Israel has suspended diplomatic contacts with the European Union related to the troubled Israeli-Palestinian peace process to protest an EU move to label products manufactured in Israeli settlements in the West Bank and other Israeli-occupied territories. Sunday's announcement caps weeks of rising diplomatic tensions with the EU. The trade bloc has sought to pressure Israel to ease West Bank settlement expansion. Beijing and other parts of China experienced some of the worst smog of the year today, even as President Xi Jinping was preparing to meet with other world leaders in Paris to decide what to do about climate change. The air quality in China was considered hazardous, reaching an orange-level pollution alert, the second highest designation. And National Basketball Association star Kobe Bryant has decided to retire after this season, ending his 20-year career with the Los Angeles Lakers. The 37-year-old Bryant went straight from high school to suburban Philadelphia to the Lakers in 1996. He earned 5 championship rings and 17 All-Star selections during 2 decades with the franchise. This is Joe Palca reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.